verse 6. It is forbidden to view the transcendental Vaishnavas with material vision. Drishte svabhav janiter vapuscha doshe na prakritam iha bhakt janasya pashyet ganga vasam na khalu budbu fen panke brahm dravatam apagachati nir dharmai. Translation: devotees situated in this material world should not be viewed with material vision. In other words, one should not consider them to be ordinary conditioned souls. The imperfections visible in their natures, such as birth in a low caste, harshness, lethargy, and so forth, and the imperfections visible in their bodies, such as ugly features, disease, deformities, and so forth, are precisely like the appearance of bubbles, foam, and mud in the Ganges. Despite such apparent pollution in the water of the Ganges, she retains her nature as liquefied transcendentalness. Similarly, the self-realized Vaishnavas always exist on the transcendental plane, and one should not attribute material defects to them. Upadesh Prakashika Tika. Due to their residing within the material world, pure devotees seem to have some apparent defects from the mundane perspective. Nevertheless, we should not consider such devotee to be material, or, in other words, to be an ordinary conditioned souls. If one notices imperfection in their natures, such as harshness, anger, greed, and so forth, or imperfections in their bodies, such as lack of cleanliness, ugliness, aging, and so forth, he should never assign mundane attributes to them. It is impossible for these mundane imperfections to exist within the devotee's spiritually perfected bodies. Therefore, to perceive these mundane defects in elevated devotees is offensive. This point has been made clear by the example of Ganges water. Piyush Varshanivritti. The instruction of this sixth verse is that it is improper to perceive mundane defects in pure devotees and to consider them to be mere conditioned souls. It is impossible for pure devotees to fall into bad association and to commit offenses to the holy name. Perhaps there can be some imperfection in their bodies and in their natures. Lack of cleanliness, deformity, ugliness, old age, and so forth are bodily imperfections. Birth in a low caste, harshness, lethargy, and so forth are imperfections in one's character. The water of Ganges is considered to be pure despite the natural appearance of bubbles, foam, mud, and so on within it, and its nature as liquefied transcendentalness is not lost. Similarly, Vaishnavas who have realized their eternal identities are not contaminated by natural transformations of the physical body, such as birth, aging, death, and so on. Therefore, even upon observing imperfections in a pure Vaishnava, one intent on performing bhajan should never disrespect him. By disrespecting such a personality, one becomes an offender, aparadhi. Anuvritti. One should not perceive the apparent defects in the bodies or character of pure devotees by viewing such devotees with mundane vision. Just as the water of the Ganges forever remains transcendental, though it is mixed with bubbles, foam, and mud, similarly, pure devotees are always transcendental. To view them on the basis of mundane considerations is offensive. Shri Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita 9.30.31, has also warned to beware of this. Apiche suduracharo bhajate mam ananya bhag sadur eva samantavyah samyag vyavsutihi hi sa. Shipram bhavati dharmatma shashva chanti nigachati kaunteya pratihi janihi name bhakt pranashyati. If even the most ill-behaved person intently engaged in exclusive devotional service unto me, he is worthy of being considered a saintly person due to his intelligence being fixed on that devotion. He quickly becomes righteous and attains eternal peace. O son of Kunti, attest that my devotee never perishes. Even though a devotee of Krishna may not be born in a Brahman family or a Goswami line, to not refer to him as Goswami or Prabhu is considered viewing him with mundane vision. Devotees born in Goswami lines and those born in any other caste should be treated equally, regardless of the caste in which a devotee has taken birth. To assign material attributes to him is offensive. But if any person who has made any degree of progress along the path of bhakti considered himself a devotee and begins engaging in material misconduct, he will certainly fall from the path of bhakti. By coming into contact with such persons, one's bhakti is destroyed. Some people, being proud of their birth in a Brahmin family or similarly high lineage, are unable to grasp either the impeccable conduct or the elevated spiritual thought of perfect devotees, Siddha Bhaktas. Due to this, they disrespect Vaishnavas in varieties of ways and become offenders at the feet of Vaishnavas, Vaishnava Pradis. Therefore, in this matter, sadhaka should remain very careful.